Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The hush money criminal trial of former President Trump continues in a New York courtroom today. Former tabloid owner David Pecker is expected back on the stand. NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports he claims he's a good friend of Trump, but he's a witness for the prosecution.
The former tabloid publisher testified about how he paid off a Playboy model to suppress her story of an affair with Trump and about phone calls with Trump to discuss the deal. The payment was part of an alleged scheme to pay off sources to illegally sway the outcome of the 2016 election. But in the cross-examination of David Pecker, the defense elicited testimony about how this was standard operating procedure at the National Enquirer and how the publication routinely paid for stories it never intended to run. Sometimes this was to get a celebrity on the cover. Sometimes it was to help politicians like Trump or Arnold Schwarzenegger, who could boost their circulation. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
More than 500 people have been arrested at pro-Palestinian protests at colleges and universities around the country, including on the campus of Indiana University in Bloomington. Protesters are demanding an end to the Israel-Hamas war and, in some cases, asking their school to cut ties with Israel. At Columbia University in New York, more than 100 were arrested as police tried to clear out an encampment, but the school is still in negotiations with protesters to remove the tents, this after giving them several deadlines that were not met. Meanwhile, protests at the University of Southern California, or USC, resulted in 93 arrests this week, and now the school says it will cancel its main commencement ceremony, scheduled for May 10th, citing new safety measures put in place after the protests started. In some places, protests were peaceful, including Northeastern University in Boston, even though there was a strong police presence there. 17 Republican-led states filed a federal lawsuit last week challenging a recent Biden administration rule related to pregnant workers. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin has more.
The Pregnant Workers Fairness Act passed Congress with bipartisan support in 2022 and took effect last year. Last week, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission published a final rule with details on how to implement that law, which is set to take effect in June. But a group of Republican attorneys general in 17 states have sued in federal court to stop it. They point to a list of conditions that could be encompassed by the phrase pregnancy, childbirth, or related medical conditions, which includes miscarriage, stillbirth, or abortion. They say that amounts to a, quote, abortion accommodation mandate, unquote, and are asking for a hold on the rule pending judicial review. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. Dow futures are up about a tenth of a percent. You're listening to NPR News. The Biden administration is taking steps to boost energy efficiency in new public housing. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports the change is designed to save residents hundreds of dollars a year.
Low-income households spend a bigger share of their income for utilities, and half say they struggle to pay those bills. The Federal Housing Agency says the new rule could also save lives. That's because heat waves and cold snaps are dangerous if people feel they can't afford to turn on the thermostat. The energy efficiency update is required by law, but it was long overdue. And last year, Senate Republicans tried to block it, citing the cost. Most of the new building it applies to will be single-family homes, including in rural areas. Officials say the upfront cost will be rolled into a federally backed mortgage, but offset by the energy savings. The higher efficiency will also cut carbon emissions. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
United Methodists are closer to ending the church's ban on LGBTQ clergy and same-sex weddings. At the church's general conference in North Carolina, Methodists from around the world voted on proposals that would allow different regions around the world to make their own decisions about the ministry. That means the bans could be lifted in the United States while allowing churches in other parts of the world to keep those bans in place. The vote still needs to be ratified by local annual conferences. Crude oil futures are trading higher at this hour, up about 0.6 of a percent at $84.08 a barrel. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.